This is the Jake Asmon Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asmon.
Welcome back into the Jake Asmon Show here on SB Nation Radio, taking you till 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And what an honor this is, as we've been spending a lot of time during this program discussing the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Later tonight, the induction ceremony. And now joining us on the hotline is a Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback. That is Warren Moon. And he's nice enough to give us a few minutes right here on SB Nation Radio. Warren, Jake Asmon here. Thanks for a few minutes. And congratulations on yet another year of celebrating the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jake. It's always great to come back here for this weekend and see all the guys that I've gotten a chance to know really well over the last 12 years since I got inducted. You know, guys that I used to root for as a young kid who I idolized and guys that I played with and played for. So it's always a great weekend to come back here and see all these guys and their families.
What is the best part about this weekend for you as someone who's now been in the Hall of Fame for as many years as you just alluded to? What is it about this weekend every year that you look forward to the most?
I think going to the Ray Nitschke luncheon that we have on Friday afternoon, it's just nothing but Hall of Famers are invited to that luncheon. The new class is kind of brought in there, and they're not allowed to say anything, but they get a chance to listen to all these great stories and all this the great accomplishments of all these guys that are in the Hall. So different guys get up with the microphone and just talk about what being in the Hall of Fame has meant to them, what football has meant to them in their lives, and it's just a really great afternoon of a fellowship between a bunch of men that were great football players, but they're also great people.
Spending a few minutes here with Warren Moon on SB Nation Radio, Pro Football Hall of Famer, of course. And Warren, when you look at this year's class, what are some of the things that immediately stand out to you?
Well, there's really two great linebackers involved in this class, in Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher. Basically, there's three great linebackers, but two that were pretty current. But Robert Brazil was a guy that was one of the great linebackers during the time that I played, and I got a chance to play with him a year on the Oilers. And he kind of set the tone for what outside linebacker play, I think, turned into moving forward. You listen to LT, Lawrence Taylor, one of the great linebackers of all time. He said Robert Brazil was LT before LT, and that's how great a player he was. So there's three great linebackers in this class. Robert had to wait 29 years to get in, but he definitely deserves to be here. Then you've got a couple of other defensive players like Brian Dawkins, who was a great defensive safety when he played in the game, very, very intense and emotional. And then I was really happy for Jerry Kramer. He was an offensive lineman, waited 45 years to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, great Green Bay Packer. You would have thought he was a first-round or a first-ballot Hall of Famer as happy as he was when he got that call. So this is a really great class that they have this year, and I'm looking forward to hearing the speeches along with Randy Moss, you know, one of the great wide receivers of all time. And it's unfortunate that Terrell Owens isn't here, but he was also a great player, and it's too bad that he decided not to come and be a part of this.
We're spending a few minutes here with Warren Moon on SB Nation Radio, and Warren, you brought it up, Terrell Owens not being there. I mean, do you think he will look back on this day and this weekend and regret his decision to not take part in the ceremony?
You know, I think he will. I don't know how long it'll take him, but this is, again, one of the great weekends in any professional athlete's life that gets to this stage of their career. And to not be able to experience this, to not be able to share it with your other family, your other friends and coaches and different people that helped you get to this point, I think he's really not only cheating himself, but he's cheating all those other people the opportunity to have a experience like this, because there's nothing like this. And once you go through it once, you don't get a chance to do it again, because it's a different class every year. So it's too bad that he's not here, but you know, I have to respect his opinion for not being here.
Now, Warren, you mentioned Jerry Kramer and how it took him 45 years to get in. With T.O., you can understand why he's upset that he felt he belonged as a first ballot guy. But, you know, to your point and to the point I've heard a lot of Pro Football Hall of Famers make on this topic, once you're in the Hall of Fame, nobody cares what year you got in. You're a Pro Football Hall of Famer. So do you think T.O. is really just not understanding that it doesn't matter what year you got in or how many years you're on the ballot, because once you're in, you're in. You're a Hall of Famer.
No, it really doesn't, and that's the thing. And there's a lot of guys, I'm sure, that felt like they were good enough to get in on the first ballot, but they didn't. But once they got that call, they were as happy as if they were first ballot guys. So it's unfortunate he doesn't feel that way, and that's his prerogative. But like you said, once you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer for life, and nobody even pays attention to what year it took you to get in. The fact that you got in means you're one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
Warren Moon is our guest right here on the Jake Asman Show on SB Nation Radio. And Warren, looking at your career, you're the first undrafted quarterback and the first African-American quarterback to be voted into the Hall of Fame. What do those two things mean to you personally?
You know, it just means that I really worked my tail off to get to this point, that I didn't give up. I was able to overcome a lot of adversity early in my life and also throughout my career. And I just kept my eye on the prize. You know, the Hall of Fame was never a goal of mine to get to. My goal was just to get to the NFL and try and have a really productive career. But, you know, I played a little bit better than that, and I find myself in the Canadian Football League Hall of Fame and also the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And it's something I'm very, very proud of, but I also think I helped open the doors for a lot of other African-American quarterbacks to get a chance to play this game at a very high level. So that's the thing I'm most proud of in my career.
Now, Warren, this is probably a difficult question to answer because of how long your career spanned and the amount of historic moments that you were a part of, but what are some of your favorite memories when you think back on your entire career in football?
Well, I think one of my great memories was just the first game I was able to play, because it took me 6 years to get back into the league going to Canada. So playing that first game at the Astrodome against the defending champion L.A. Raiders at that time, that was a big day for me, because I finally had arrived at a goal of mine as a young kid. And then I think the first time we went to the playoffs with the Oilers, I think in 1987, we had a playoff victory at home against Seattle after going through some tough growing years when I first got there. That was a big highlight, getting to the playoffs finally and winning at home. And then I guess for a individual accomplishment, having the second highest yardage passing game against Kansas City in 1990 when I threw for over 500 yards, that was a big day in my career. So that's three that kind of stand out to me right now.
Warren Moon, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. And Warren, looking at today's quarterbacks, I mean, you played until you were 44 years old. Tom Brady just turned 41. Can you even fathom how Brady is still playing at this MVP level into his early 40s?
You know, I really can, just because, you know, Tom has really been able to perfect that offense in New England. That's an offense that was kind of built for him when he came in as a young guy, and they've kind of built off of that. He's been able to be in that same offense his whole career, so he has a great understanding and mastery of it. It really takes advantage of the things that he does best, the short passing game where he gets the ball out of his hands quickly and he's very accurate with his throws. And then he plays for a very solid organization that puts good people around him. They don't beat themselves very much in New England. And then he takes excellent care of himself. The way he eats, the way he trains, the way he takes care of his body, I think all those things are reasons why he's still playing at this stage in his career. And the guy is just a competitor. He just loves to compete. So you combine all that together, it makes for a long career. And you're going to see a lot of other guys play a little bit longer these days, only because we know so much more about our bodies. We know so much more about training and taking care of yourself with supplements and diet and things like that. And if you can stay away from major injuries, you can play the game a lot longer than back in the day when we didn't know as much about all those different things.
Which quarterback in today's game, outside of Tom Brady and maybe Aaron Rodgers, do you enjoy watching the most? Who excites you when you're watching NFL football that you can't get enough of and that it's must-watch TV every time they play?
Well, I love watching Russell Wilson from Seattle, because I work for that organization and I got a chance to see him each and every week. And I also like watching Philip Rivers, believe it or not, the L.A. Chargers. He's a guy that he's really been a bulldog for a long time in this league, and very, very consistent. Ben Roethlisberger is somebody I really like watching because he's been the same way, just a big, strong guy that's fearless in the pocket. So there's a lot of really good quarterbacks in the league right now, but those are some of the few that I really like. And I also enjoy Drew Brees just because of his consistency and how much production he's been able to accomplish over the course of his career. And he'll probably become the all-time leading passer at some point throughout this season.
We're spending a few minutes here with Warren Moon on SB Nation Radio. And, Warren, before we let you go, you were recently with Deshaun Watson. What do you think Deshaun Watson can do if he's fully healthy heading into year two of his career?
I think Deshaun is going to have an outstanding career if he stays healthy. I think the only thing that derailed him last year was that injury, because he was off to one of the great starts for a young rookie. What do you have, like 19 touchdown passes in his first seven games? I just think he's got everything that it takes to be a great one in this league, and I love his temperament, how he handles adversity, how he handles success. You just never see a change in his attitude, and that's one of the things I think that really makes him great is how he handles the ups and downs of playing quarterback.
He's Warren Moon, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback, nice enough to give us a few minutes this afternoon here on SB Nation Radio. Warren, been a fan for a long time. Thanks for coming on, and enjoy the weekend, enjoy tonight, and congratulations once again on being a Hall of Famer.
Hey, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again to Warren Moon for joining us. And